You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Down in Florida, there are three beaches down there. Let me make sure I got that right. There are three beaches in Florida, yeah, that are allowed to be nude beaches.
Beach, please.
So at one of them, which is a nudist area, they just set a new world record for the most people skinny dipping at one time.
Really?
The old record had been 431 people simultaneously skinny dipping. Now that has been shattered. 769 people all jumping into the ocean.
Stripping down.
Not wearing anything but a smile.
All the fish in there are like, oh my God.
What just happened?
What is going on?
Hey, look, the fish are nude too.
Yeah, they are. That's dangerous though as a guy. With all those fish.
They don't want to be around you.
They'll come at you.
Hey, it's a worm.
Yeah. They will get you.
And then this story, I don't know if this is not funny, but in a way it's... I was trying to puzzle out this morning whether...
With this.
I'm trying to be careful also around the word ironic, because I think the word is misused a lot, and I can't tell if this is ironic or just coincidental, but here's the story. There's an ice cream brand that's based out of Kansas City. I've not heard of this brand before, but... they just issued a recall for a particular flavor of ice cream, and they said the problem is that they hadn't mentioned on the package that it contained peanuts. And as we know, for people with allergies, for some of those people, that can be deadly.
Very.
So the FDA came out, posted an alert about it on their website, and the company, it's a company called Belafonte, issued a recall for the flavor. Here's the irony / coincidence of it. The flavor is named Chocolate to Die For.
No.
The company says they haven't had any reports of people getting sick or having a reaction, but anyone who bought the ice cream can return it for a full refund.
Yeah, I probably should do that. Be careful with that kind of stuff. Yeah, so
that's going on. What else is trending?
It's the greatest day of the year because it's National Mac and Cheese Day. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. I just went to lunch with my son yesterday over here at Panera.
Yeah.
And he got a mac and cheese sandwich. Have you seen those?
No.
I hadn't even heard of it.
Is it just a sandwich with mac and cheese on
it? It's a mac and cheese sandwich.
Awesome. So it sounds delicious. At Disney, I had a hot dog that was topped with mac and cheese.
There you go.
And then last Saturday, my sweet wife, one of the things that she's really good at making is her homemade mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. And I was down in the basement. I didn't even know she was doing it. I was down in the basement working out, and she came walking down, and she had a spoon with her. And she goes, "Taste this." I was like, "What do you got?" She's like, "Mac and cheese." I was like, "Oh!" So I took her right there, Tom. Made sweet, sweet love.
What kind of toppings does she put on that?
It's some sort of bread crummy, crumbly, crunchy topping, you know?
She put bacon on it or anything?
This one didn't have bacon, but she has in the past, but oh, God.
You know what I'm going to try next time?
Good. Oh, and side note, I'm not posting the recipe. Yes?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I think you know what would be good? Have you had this? Mac and cheese with a spicy Italian sausage?
No, but I'd eat that.
I would. It just popped into my head. I was thinking about the bacon.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
I thought, what about a spicy Italian sausage?
I'll eat anything with spicy Italian sausage. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Pepsi Beverages of North America. They're going to be building the largest plant in the United States right down the street, right here next to DIA. They've picked up 152 acres near the airport. It's a 1.2 million square foot facility. Going to create 250 new jobs, and then they're bringing 250 current employees over from another facility that they've been operating at since the 1950s. Here in Denver. This new one's going to be opening in 2023. Making all the biggies. Pepsi, Pepsi Zero, Gatorade, Rockstar, Propel, Muscle Milk. All the stuff's going to be made right here out by DIA, so that's kind of cool. It's going to provide some jobs, so that's great. And speaking of delicious beverages, the Great American Beer Festival's returning in person this October to the Convention Center, scheduled for the 6th through the 8th. I believe tickets went on sale yesterday. So we might be a little late to the party on this, but I will say if you do have a chance to get back to it, I went 2 or 3 years ago, and it's a fun event. It's worth going once.
It's a zoo,
insane.
Isn't it?
40,000 people is what they're expecting.
Yeah, a zoo.
But I will say, the beers and everything are great. The event is great. But the necklaces that people come up with to wear to this, mm-hmm. with pretzels and beef jerky and sausage and all these like nibblies that they make necklaces out of so they can nibble and drink beer at the same time.
That's funny.
That's actually really cool to kind of spot and check out while you're there. So that's coming up in October. I was fondling some packages yesterday. Yes, I was. The first load of my Amazon Prime products showed up yesterday. They say it was a pretty big hit this year. The top purchases were the Amazon Fire Sticks, the Dots, gift card reloads. One of them that made the list of the best products sold were the Frito-Lay variety packs of chips, which oddly enough is what I purchased.
At America.
For the kids for going back to school, I purchased some of that. They said people spent about $130 per household this year, and
wow.
a lot of things were purchased. Just for gifts for, you know, the upcoming holidays. So another huge success for Amazon.
What'd you get me?
What'd I get you? I didn't get you nothing. I got my edger, though. I got a new edger for my lawn. Nicole, like, yesterday arrived. She's like, do you need this?
You really don't.
I do need it.
I'll just get that little hand.
I don't need it, but I do need it. I really do.
All right.
Netflix announced yesterday that they're definitely rolling out an ad-supported subscription plan. The story here says for some reason they're teaming up with Microsoft to do it. No word yet on when it's happening. But I guess it kind of helps because it'll be lowering costs.
So it'll knock a couple of bucks off, right?
Yeah, it'll lower you
if people
a
want
couple
that.
Bucks, and you just got to sit through a couple commercials. So there's that. Top Gun Maverick has earned, where are we at now? $1.2 billion worldwide now. So what does that put Tom Cruise up to?
Was he at 10%?
10%.
Was that what he was getting?
Yeah, because I said he would be up over $100 million easily.
Well, he's done it,
then. He has done it. So he's still raking it in. And then really quick, I do want to talk about this show. Do I want to talk about this? We'll do that, and we'll do the password one in the later trending report. There's this show on Netflix called Love is Blind, and it's a reality dating show where contestants meet each other and form connections and get engaged or whatever. But I guess some of the contestants are up in arms because about how they're treated on set. I guess it's pretty awful. They say they are supplied with plenty of alcohol, but then denied food and water. They say that the production crew keeps them drunk, starved, and sleep deprived because it basically messes with their emotions and decision making. And they're open to emotional manipulation and all sorts of drama and, you know, chaos on the show, which I guess they're hoping to turn into ratings.
Huh.
That doesn't seem healthy at all.
That seems like their normal life, probably.
You're probably right.
I mean, come on.
It's a little bit how they treat us here, I guess.
Right.
Just saying. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
You're going to go, on this one. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. A guy in England was on his way to a dog show on Sunday when he found a lost little puppy on the side of the road. So he picked it up, and he put the puppy in the contest. And guess what? It took third in the rescue dog category. It's a little beagle mix named Bonnie, and I posted the picture of Bonnie on our Facebook page for all of our dog lovers today. Check it out, Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
Aww,
oh, it's so
Bonnie.
Cute. That's what's trending.